Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Talking to our friend Annie Meadows today at SOS Radio. She's a recording artist and she's an author and she lives in Las Vegas and does these amazing concerts over at Lake Las Vegas, usually once or twice a year. Annie has something special coming up next week. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Scott. It's so good to hear your voice.
So, Annie, you have had quite a journey this past year or two. You and your husband, Peter, have been walking through.
Absolutely. Peter went on to heaven 18 weeks ago today. I've been counting the weeks,
wow.
Scott, and it's been difficult. Needless to say, the grief is deep, but God is absolutely doing something through it. And, Scott, I basically had a conversation with the Lord not only 48 hours ago and said, God, I have no choice but to trust and believe that no matter how bad this looks to me and everyone else, you must have a purpose because I believe your word.
I can't even imagine. Emotions are one thing, and then we think about the fruit of the Spirit that develops in us as we grow in our faith, and we try to reconcile all that together when we're hurting. And when you lose your husband, you learn a lot about grief. What have you learned over these last 18 weeks?
You know, they talk about the hospice and so forth. People all warned me about the stages of grief. Well, I have found that it's not a formula like they told me, you'll go through this, you'll go through this. It's all a mixture of, I think, how your personality works, because I have not followed the stages of grief the way they said I would. And there's some days I feel really strong and have this just deep joy that always is there. And then I have my meltdowns, and it was just a couple of nights ago where I thought I was doing okay, and suddenly somebody has sent me some pictures of Peter and I together, and I literally lost it, Scott. I cried, and I cried so hard I couldn't hardly stop until finally I said, Lord, I've got to stop. I have to stop now. But I felt that physically it was needful to do that and not hold that in because we're hurt. But what I ask myself is this, Scott, how does anybody go through any stage of grief or anything like this without God? It's impossible, my friend.
So, Annie, you're doing a concert coming up at Lake Las Vegas. I kind of expected you'd be taking the next few weeks off because you're just still processing everything that's going on, but you wanted to do something special.
Yes, you know what? Everybody is still a little in shock and saying, you know, you're supposed to take the first year. I'm a Scottish girl, so I kind of like pick up my sword and just kind of keep going on. But May 18th is the day that Peter and I fell in love years back. We have celebrated that date ever since we began dating, and I've never shared that in public until only recently. And then when I had it on my heart to do Peter's public memorial, because everybody was saying, we didn't get to say goodbye. We didn't get to have the public funeral, if you will. I felt what better way to honor my husband than what he loved me doing, and he loved music and worship and serving God. And so to glorify God, to honor my husband on May 18th, and it just so happens it's the night of the full moon on May 18th, 7 p.m., we are going to have a dynamic, which probably will be the most magnificent concert I've ever done. Lake Las Vegas, Scott, is calling it their premier concert for 2019.
It's always fun when we can get a night out. We're talking with Annie Meadows today on SOS Radio. You're thinking, okay, I want to have some dinner. I want to go hang out as it's cooling down a little bit. The sun's setting, and I need to get by some water. When we live in the desert, you go, oh, I can get by some water. This will be a nice night. You're going to be doing this concert coming up on the 18th at Lake Las Vegas. This is always full production. You always bring in amazing musicians to play alongside you. The setting is perfect on that floating stage.
It is beautiful. You know, Larry Wayne Morbid of Phantom fame will be joining us. Ben Lifanoff, who's a showman. I mean, he's incredible. We got Felicity Cunningham. We have another dancer named Brianna. They're pros that will be dancing. We have fabulous MC. It's just Kathy Reese, who's like the female John Tesh, double keyboards. I mean, it's just that night. But we have something, I can't share it on the radio, but a really something special that has never been done on Lake Las Vegas. It costs several thousand dollars to do it, but we have supporters that have paid every penny of it, Scott.
Amazing, amazing. It's a free concert. All the details are on your website, Annie?
You know what? They're not on my website. I actually been posting it on Facebook. I'll probably contact my webmaster, try to get something on the website, but a lot of people been going to my Facebook page. But you know, the website is Faith Runner. It's all one word, faithrunner.org. And I'll talk to my webmaster today about putting the flyer there. One thing I want to point out, too, ending the concert at 9:30 rather than the 10 o'clock, which is usual for the concert series is out there on Saturday nights. I want to make it easier for the church people to come, and I also want to make it easier for people to have time to fellowship afterwards, maybe have a dessert. A lot of people are coming to eat early. Several people, the hotel is, Hilton Hotel is filling up out there. I'm either going to stay in the Hilton. And people are staying, they're making their reservations early, but I am ending at 9:30, so it'll be easier on people. And no product table, no peddling anything, just fellowship.
Talking to our friend Annie Meadows today at SWS Radio, and she is doing a giant concert over at the floating stage over at Lake Las Vegas this Saturday night, 7 o'clock, completely free, like she said. Faithrunner.org has all the details. We're talking about working through grief with Annie Meadows today on SWS Radio. And Annie, when we lose a loved one, we're forced to discern a lot of things. Reality from emotion is a big part of what you learn, because you realize one day, I am sad. I just feel depressed, and you realize I'm going through a season here. Then some days you feel like, you know what? I'm angry, and maybe I'm angry at situations, or maybe I feel angry with God. And that's normal to have those feelings through a grief process, but as you walk through that, you go back to what actually is the fruit of the Spirit: love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. And then you reset things from your emotions back up against that fruit that God's been developing in your life over the years as you've matured as a Christ follower.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm writing a book actually called A Rock on the Path, and it's going to be very raw and real, because I believe that sometimes as Christians, we try to stuff down those true emotions. I've gotten so angry sometimes here in the kitchen making my own dinner, shaking my finger up at the ceiling and going, not fair. That's not fair, God. Not fair. I'm too young for this. My husband was too young. But you know, those raw and real emotions, Scott, people have told me that, Annie, over all of these years of ministry, you've ministered to me more now because I saw somebody that's strong in the Lord be able to admit the failing, admit the anger, admit the pain, but still be able to go on in the reality of God. Because we all try to put everything in a box and say it'll be okay. Sometimes and some days it's not okay. And God looks on that. And I believe that that is when the Bible says he's near to the brokenhearted. Why would the Bible say that? So actually, when we're going through those things and we're real about it, not superficial, God is closer than ever. And what is coming out of me now, I believe truly will be a stronger ministry than I ever had behind me.
Losing a loved one, it affects each and every one of us in a family so differently. And we're talking to our friend Annie Meadows today on SWS Radio. And a few weeks back, Annie, you lost your husband. And then just 3 or 4 weeks ago, my family found out that my aunt was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, followed by like a couple of strokes. And unfortunately, she passed this past week. And news like this, it's just overwhelming because it affects everyone in our family a little differently. And we think we all understand each other, but we process grief in a different way, you know? And you realize, okay, God takes all of these situations, and we feel isolated, we feel alone, we feel angry sometimes, or we feel despair or depressed. And it's like grief takes us in these different directions, but the processes are healthy. The processes are normal when we go through grief. But what we realize is we get to be anchored in the fact that Jesus is walking alongside of us through all of this, and that he's the only one that's in control of anything in this broken world.
You know, it's true, Scott, and I'm one of those people that's left alone. I understand that feeling because I was never allowed to have children. God never gave us children. And then he took my mother, tragically, on a Christmas Eve in 2014. He took my father. Now he's taken my husband, and he's left me a young widow, and I have to go, okay, Lord, okay, Annie, you belong to me now. You're just mine.
Yeah.
You know, let me add something really quick before I forget about it. Family Life Ministries are partnering with us, Scott. They will be present on site that night, And the Weekend to Remember is 3 weeks after this concert over at the Westin Lake, Las Vegas. So they will be offering a special for couples. But I'll tell you one thing we are doing, and I'll let you announce it. At the concert, we are doing a mass vow renewal for couples that are present.
Wow. Yeah, because you're right. Family Life Ministries Weekend to Remember is going on around that same time.
It is. I think it's two or three weekends afterwards. So they were thrilled because the title of this concert is Mystery of Love. And it is going to be about romance, but it's also going to be about the agape love of God. And I think that individuals, couples that are engaged, couples that are married will walk away from this weekend changed and more in love with each other.
It's coming up this Saturday, the 18th, Annie Meadows and a whole cast of amazing musicians over at Lake Las Vegas. Thanks for checking in today, Annie.
Thank you, Scott. I love SOS and I'm a great supporter.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.